time of day is it, lad?
Thou so fat-witted, drinking of old sack, buttoning thee out to supper, sleeping upon benches afternoon, that thou hast forgotten to demand that truly, which thou wouldest truly know.
What?
What the devil hast thou to do with the time of the day?
What?
And those hours for cups of sack, and minutes capon, clocks the tongues of boards, dials the signs of leaping hours, and the blessed sun himself, a fair hot wench, a flame-coloured taffeta. I see no reason why thou should be so superfluous to demand the time of the day.
Indeed, come near me now, Hal. For we that take purses go by the moon and the seven stars, and not by Phoebus, he, that wandering knight so fair. I prithee, sweet wag, when thou art king, as God save thy grace, or majesty, I should say, for grace thou wilt have none.
What?
No, 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 by my troth, not so much as will serve to be a prologue to an egg and butter.
Come now,
marry, sweet wag, when thou art king, let not us that are squires of the knight's body be called thieves of the day's beauty. Let us be called, Diana's foresters, gentlemen of the shade, minions of the moon.
Thou sayest well. And it holds well, too. For the fortune of us that are the moon's men that ebb and flow like the sea, being governed as the sea is by the moon. As the Krutner, a purse of gold most resolutely snatched on Monday night and most dissolutely spent on Tuesday morning. Now in as low an ebb as the foot of the ladder, and by as high a flow as the ridge of the gallows.
By the Lord, that is true, Hal, but I'm pretty sweet, man. Shall there be gallows standing in England when thou art king? And a resolution as hubbed as it is with a rusty curb of old father antic, the law, do not thou when thou art a king hang a thief.
No.
Thou shalt.
Shall I?
Oh, well. Oh, by the Lord, I'll be a brave judge.
Thou judge is false already. I mean that thou shalt have the hanging of thieves until become a rare hangman.
Well, some sort of jumps with my humour, as well as waiting in the court, I can tell you.
For obtaining of suits?
For obtaining of suits, whereof thy hangman has no lean wardrobe. Oh, blood, I'm as melancholy as a jib cat or a lug bear.
Or an old lion. Or a lover's ute.
Or the drone of a Lincolnshire bagpipe.
What says thou to a hare? Or the melancholy of Moorditch?
That's the most unsavoury similes. And art indeed the most comparative rascally, sweet young prince. Oh, pretty Hal, trouble me no more with vanity. I would to God, thou and I knew where a commodity of good names was to be bought. An old lord of the council rated me the other day in the street about you, sir. But I marked him on. And yet he talked very wisely. But I regarded him not. And yet he talked wisely. And in the street, too.
And it's well. For wisdom cries out in the street, and no man regards it.
Oh, thou hast damnable iteration, and art indeed able to corrupt a saviour. Thou hast done much harm upon me, how God forgive thee. Oh, before I knew thee, how I knew nothing. And now am I, if a man were to speak truly, little better than one of the wicked. I must give over this life. And I will give it over, by the Lord, and I do not, I'm a villain. I'll be damned for never a king's son in Christendom.
Where shall we take a purse tomorrow, Jack?
As soon as well I will, Claire. I'll make one. And I do not call me villain and baffle me.
I see you've got a remnant of life in thee, from praying to purse taking.
Oh, it is my vocation. It is no sin for a man to labour in his vocation.
Should we know if Vito had set a match?
Oh, if man were to be saved by Nellet, what hole in hell were hot enough for him?
Yeah. Good morrow, Ned.
Good morrow, sweet Hal. What says the pure remorse? What says Sir John's sack and sugar? Jack, how agrees the devil thee about thy soul, that thou soldst him on Good Friday last for a cup of Madeira and a cold capon glaze?
If Sir John stands to his word, he will give the devil his due.
Then art thou damned for keeping thy word with the devil?
Not that he be damned for cousining the devil.
My lads.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning by 4 o'clock early at Gad's Hill. There are pilgrims going to Canterbury with rich offerings, and traders riding to London with fat purses.
I have visors for you all. You have horses for yourselves.
Meet her nice tonight in Rochester. I have bespoke supper tomorrow night in Eastcheap. We shall do it as secure as sleep.
If you will go, I will stuff your purses full of crowns. If you will not, tarry at home and be hanged.
Yeah, good. If I tarry at home and go not, I'll hang you for going.
You will, Chops.
What the hell? Wilt thou make one?
Hi, Rob. Hi, a thief. Not I, by my faith.
Neither honesty, manhood, nor good fellowship in thee. Nor thou kinst not of the blood royal if thou darest not stand for 10 shillings.
Said John, I prithee. Leave the prince and me alone. I will lay him down such reasons for this adventure that he shall go.
Well, God give thee the spirit of persuasion and him the ears of profiting, that what thou speaks may move and what he hears may be believed, that the true prince may, for recreation's sake, prove a false thief for the poor abuses of the time one countenance.
Farewell, you shall find me in Eastcheap.
Farewell, thou latter spring. Farewell, all hallowed summer.
Now, my good, sweet honey lord,
ride with us tomorrow. I have a jest to execute that I cannot manage alone. Falstaff, Bardolph, and Peter shall rob those men that we have already waylaid. Yourself and I shall not be there. And when they have the booty, if you and I do not rob them, then cut this head off from my shoulders.
How shall we part with them in setting forth?
Why, we will set forth before or after them.
It is like that they will know us by our horses, by our habits, by every other appointment to be ourselves.
But our horses they shall not see. I'll tie them in the wood. Our visors we will change after we leave them. And, sirrah, I have cases of buckram for the nonce to mask our noted outward garments.
Yeah, but I doubt they will be too hard.
Well, for two of them, I know them to be as true-bred cowards as ever turned back. And as for the third, if he fight longer than he sees reason, I'll forswear arms. The virtue of this jest shall be the incomprehensible lie this same fat rogue will tell when we meet at supper. How 30 at least he fought with, what wards, what blows, what extremities he endured. And in the reproof of this lives the jest.
Well, I will go with thee. Provide us all things necessary. Meet me tomorrow night at Eastcheap. There I'll stop. Farewell.
Farewell, my lord.
I know you all.
I will a while uphold the unyoked humor of your idleness. But herein will I imitate the sun. Doth permit the base, contagious clouds to smother up his beauty from the world. And when he please again to be himself,
being wanted, he may be more wondered at by breaking through the foul and ugly mists of vapors that did seem to strangle him.
All the year were playing holidays, sport would be as tedious as to work. When they seldom come, they wished for come. Nothing pleaseth but rare accident. So, when this loose behavior I throw off, and pay the debt I never promise it, why, how much better than my word I am? Why, so much shall I falsify men's hopes, and like bright metal on a sullen ground, my reformation, glittering on my fault, shall show more goodly and attract more eyes than that which hath no foil to set it off. Whoso offend to make offense a skill, redeeming time when men think least I will.